This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What's your comfort level on playing right side versus left side? Do you have a preference?
You know, if you asked me that during the season, I would obviously say right because that's where I practiced. But as soon as the season ended, you know, going to this level especially, you want to be as versatile as possible. So I've done a ton of work at, you know, all positions except center. So I would just be ready to fill wherever is needed.
That's Ozzy Trapillo telling you he is a man of service. We got some Bears news this morning. This is Harris and Rahimi on The Score, the midday show with you. And this is from our friend Aaron Lemming on X. He reported Bears GM Ryan Poles made it sound like this morning that the Bears will start Ozzy Trapillo off at left tackle and go from there. He said they would like to have things stable by the time they hit training camp so they aren't shuffling guys around in camp. That answers a lot of questions off the bat for us about how we're trying to figure out, A, where this competition is at positions, and then also, B, what their vision was for an offensive lineman who, based on the Bears' history, was a higher draft pick than ones that they depend on. Think about Braxton Jones, fifth round. Karan Amagaji, third round. So that, again, has their actions backing up maybe their thought as to where he's going to go.
Well, I think even leading into these comments, which kind of solidify where I thought we were going, the only question was, would he be the first guy that would be out there when you have Karan Amagaji, who's also looks healthy and ready to go, with Braxton Jones out, who, when they do their next set of OTAs, when they do their rookie minicamp, any of it, would be running out their first team at the left tackle spot. Yes, I know we're not in pads, but still, that does mean something when you're out there working with the first team. And Trapillo seemed like the answer to me. It was easy because, well, they told us we're going to get three impact players, maybe four, depending on how things landed, knowing that in their trade, their fourth pick actually became another second-round pick, Shamar Turner. You understood that, hey, if this is the third guy that they've selected in this draft, they expect him to have a role. You can call swing tackle a role, but I think he's the swing pick of this entire draft and early on of the Ben Johnson era. Because if he is productive and has a role, and again, I don't expect either of the tackles to play 17 games. I hope they do.
That would be wonderful.
But it rarely happens that way, right? I think now you're seeing Ozzy Trapillo being the guy that's going to get the first shot. And then Braxton Jones will step in as a guy who's been a starter. And that's where the battle will lie at left tackle.
They have to do something about that position if they really want to improve. The play that has happened there so far just hasn't been up to par. And improving the middle of the line will help that. It'll isolate exactly where they can I think, number one, opposing teams are going to focus on where you're weakest. So we'll find out that, you know, when we see opponents on the other side. I have a feeling Darnell Wright has been holding it down at right tackle. It would make sense that that's not where the competition is on the team. He's been doing his job.
I was told there was no depth chart, so everybody's up for grabs.
In my depth chart, it's Darnell Wright at right tackle.
Yes, and that's a good point because Darnell Wright at right tackle means it's not Darnell Wright at left tackle. That's another piece of this news that you can say, okay, it seems like he's going to stay in the position where he's been productive.
And I am weirdly optimistic. As critical as I have been about Braxton Jones, where a lot of times if you're watching the film, he's getting pushed into Caleb Williams, I am optimistic of what Ben Johnson could do with Braxton Jones because he's so good on the move.
I mean, we know Ben Johnson loves an athletic tackle.
Right, and he's really good when it comes to downfield blocking. I think he is one of the more agile effective blockers on plays that require it. Like, I've seen him do some good stuff there.
So you like some stretch, you like some pull, you like some, you like to see guys moving their feet and putting guys on their back. When I say guys, I do mean multiples in the same play. The potential of that happening in the run game, especially when you throw in play action. And now if you've got people off balance on defense, you can do a lot more with the offense.
I just also like playing to people's strengths. And I think that is one of his, far and away. So why wouldn't you use that to your advantage? Yes, make somebody out-athlete my 6'5" guy who can block downfield.
I'd rather
sure,
you make
come
somebody
at us.
Out-rebound my 6'8" guy, except for it's not basketball, it's football.
Yeah, I mean, Ozzie Tripillo is a 6'8" guy. But I also believe that if you have skills in other sports, that's a good sign for you too. It means you know how to move. And that's a good thing. Your muscle memory is a little more agile. You can move in different ways, like you know how to fall, for example. Those are all beneficial.
Slippery like Luther Burden III, who we learned was an excellent basketball player and can get by people in space.
Yeah, I appreciate
tight
dudes
spaces.
Who can be described as athlete, for sure. But when it comes to how Ryan Poles, I think, also sees that position, what traits that he needs, height is clearly one of them, you know, with 6'5 and 6'8". And then additionally, trying to see how Tripillo's tape translates from Boston College, where Ryan Poles went to school, to the NFL.
That Boston College connection.
Where Ryan Poles is the GM of the team.
That Boston College connection is something else. For everybody, I mean, Ben Johnson included, that the BC kind of origins for the relationship, the team building, the front office to head coach connection. I'm interested to see where that goes, all the way down to the seventh round running back that was drafted.
Yes, who we desperately need to produce.